Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities have areas the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. The islands of Trinidad and Tobago sit just off the coast of South America, a mere 7 miles from Venezuela at its nearest point. One of the best aspects of this country is its enticing cuisine, full of delicious staples, sure to satisfy any visitor. Monocle's Rory Goodrick takes us to Woodbrook in the country's capital, a location brimming with delicious food spots.
Port of Spain, the capital of Trinidad and Tobago and the home to an amazing diversity of cultures. Spanish, African, Chinese and East Indian communities, just to name a few, have all settled on the small Caribbean island over the years. This diversity can be shown in the 18 annual public holidays this island observes, with Eid, Indian Arrival Day, Christmas and Diwali all celebrated alongside each other. Another place where this melting pot of cultures can be enjoyed is in the island's flavourful and exciting cuisine, and there's no better place to explore this than in the bustling and lively district of Woodbrook, right in the heart of Port of Spain. First thing on a sunny morning in Trinidad, and we're off to get doubles, a Trinidadian staple commonly eaten for breakfast. These are available from one of the many vendors dotted around the streets of Woodbrook, each one competing to be the local favourite. This delicacy combines two pieces of thinly fried dough filled with delicious curry chickpeas and served with mango chutney and pepper sauce. A word of warning, however, request pepper sauce with caution. Trinidadians like things to be hot. The wonderful thing you'll notice about the food in Trinidad is that it brings people from all ages and social classes together. You'll see people in suits joining construction workers who join school children on their way to class, all congregating on the roadside to chow down this local delicacy. Next up, we'll head to the Savannah, an expansive park and a vibrant hub of activity in the heart of the capital. A trip here wouldn't be complete without a visit to one of the local coconut vendors, parked up in their colourful carts around the savannah. There's something magical about drinking ice-cold coconut water straight from the nut itself, and it's certainly the perfect refresher on a hot tropical day. On the savannah, make sure you look out for the various markets that pop up here, and when they do, I'd recommend trying some pilori, a spicy split pea dough ball, deep-fried and served with a dip of tangy tamarind sauce. Feeling for something more substantial? Then head to Patraj on Tragarit Road, where you can enjoy curry with roti, a true staple of Trinidadian cuisine. Roti is a thin and flaky flatbread of sorts, brought over to Trinidad by labourers from South Asia. Patraj is a popular destination at lunchtime, so join the queue whilst you enjoy the fantastic smells that greet you at this spot. I'd recommend ordering the tender curry goat, which goes perfectly with a side of aloo and curry mango, all to be scooped up with a generous helping of paratha roti. When you're all done, wash it down with a cold fizzy drink. The local applejay is my personal favourite. If you're in the mood for something different for lunch, then head to Arapita Avenue, a busy and vibrant street which runs through the heart of Woodbrook. Here we'll stop off at Veni Manger, a name which translates from French as come eat. The interior of this restaurant is bright and colourful, and the walls are filled with beautiful artworks from local Trinidadian painters. Veni Manger's seasonal menu carries some classic Creole dishes. Stewed chicken with callaloo and macaroni pie, black-eyed peas and sweet fried plantain is a classic combination you won't want to miss. Our final stop takes us along Arapita Avenue as the sun sets and the temperature cools. Take a moment and enjoy the sounds of the street as you walk along it. The bustle of vendors and the people they serve mixed with the gentle thud of soca music being played from every bar along the road. Their doors open, inviting any willing customers in for a fun evening. Head to Frankie's and order a bottle of ice-cold stag beer to wind down after a long day before bidding the city a good night, content with a belly full of food and excited to come back and do it all over again. For Monocle, I'm Rory Goodrick.
Thanks to Rory. This has been episode number 139 of Food Neighbourhoods. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.